Let me ask you a question. Does the rainbow influence pop culture, or does pop culture influence the rainbow? You see, these days it's hard to tell. Because while lots of folks are spending time congratulating themselves, watching what happens, bravo! You got random folks spending all 280 characters shouting, ah, from thinking they know what it is to be plugged. You see, this here is that new. This ain't gonna be what you thought it was. We about to ride out to the honeycomb hideout and go there and back again. And if you ain't ready for this jelly, then honey, that's too bad. The library is open and the elocution dripping from this instruction manual will elevate your game if you let it. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Delisha von Jankenschmirt of the Manhattan von Jankenschmirts. It's Belgish. Welcome to the Factionary. This one is for the young queer sitting around in the living room in the mid-80s, thumbing through Ebony magazine, ogling only the male models. This is for the young sissy sitting around watching She-Ra, wondering whether or not Bo was straight, and why, for the love of animation, her hair never moved when she flew on that horse. This one is for the young queer who played with Kiki's crimp and her cabbage patch, who had a pop in his gum and an art in his bag, with fantasies of 80s pop culture closets and haute couture.